The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the scribes heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Upon reading this Gospel passage last night, my first reaction was, "Man, Lord, you nailed them. I mean, you just blasted them. You exposed them in front of everybody. You called them out. No wonder they wanted to kill you." And then my second thought was, we don't know the way in which he said these words to them. We don't know the mannerisms, his gestures, what was in his eyes as he spoke these words to the scribes and the Pharisees. And my third thought was, God is love. So our Lord could have only said these words out of love for those men. And that even though they were words that must have been so difficult for them to hear, they were words that were for those men's salvation. And they left them with a choice. It made me think of the prophet Nathan when he goes to King David. And King David has committed adultery. And in order to hide his sin, he's knocked off Bathsheba's husband. And Nathan knows this, and he comes and he presents a parable, just as our Lord presents a parable. And he talks about a poor man who all he had was this tiny little white lamb whom he loved with all his heart. And that poor man had a wealthy neighbor who had everything he could possibly desire. And yet that rich man looked at his neighbor and saw this little white lamb, and he coveted it and stole it for himself and left his neighbor destitute. And what was David's response? "That man should be killed." And Nathan said, "That man is you." And David had a choice. He could have kept it secret and taken out Nathan in his pride. But what does he do? He responds with humility and says, "Lord, I have sinned against you." The scribes and the Pharisees did not choose to respond with humility, though that was our Lord's hope. His desire was that they would be converted. My brothers and sisters, there are times when our Lord out of love for us, allows us to see a fault or a sin that we have never been aware of, that comes to the surface, he reveals it to us in his mercy. And there's always the response. And the difficult thing is typically it happens through the situations in our lives or through another person who is faulty. And so it's difficult to see our Lord speaking through that person. But we must be able to do so because that is how he speaks. And he longs for us to be more deeply converted. May we ask for the grace to respond in humility whenever he allows us to see our weakness.